Hello, my brothers and sisters. This is Pastor Coles coming to you today with your Sunday's message by way of email and computer. We thank God for every opportunity, every situation we find ourselves in, that we may be able to use what we got to deliver God's word. We pray God has blessed you this week. I know some of you have been shut in, but I want you to know that even though you're shut in, you're never shut out from God's grace and God's mercy. As we look over the situations that we find ourselves in, by no fault of our own, truth of the matter is, we have become a bankrupt nation. We are bankrupt financially, morally, and spiritually. As our politicians and economists and sociologists scramble to find a cure for the nation's woes, God has provided our country with his prescription for what ails us, and is found in his word, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, wherein it reads, "If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." I want to use for a brief subject, it's prayer time. It's prayer time. If we notice in this text, the word says, "If my people, which are called by my name," even though the word is mentioned here in this text to the nation of Israel, it can easily be identified as speaking to us today. For we are God's people, labeled as Christians. And God is telling us in his word that we are called by the name of followers of Christ, that we have got to learn to humble ourselves and pray. Truth of the matter is, we have gotten so blessed and so high-minded that we've come to believe that we don't need to call on God. We've come to realize that we count more on our bank accounts, our jobs, our status and position in life than we do on the helpful hand of Almighty God. We have become above ourselves, high-minded. But every now and then, God will send a plague or a pestilence to just slow us down. We might quieten ourselves and look and realize just where our help comes from. That's why we got to humble ourselves and come down to earth and put our feet flat on the ground, where we can look up to God from whence cometh our help and our strength. The Bible says that we are to humble ourselves and pray. Prayer is still the answer. Prayer still works. There was a time when we as a people, we had a very powerful prayer life. Our grandparents and great-grandparents, they stayed on their knees in prayer. And through their prayer, they built schools and universities and plantations of great advancement. But we have gotten off our knees. And since we got off our knees, our children are hard-headed, they're wayward, we have trouble on every hand. We need to get back on our knees and learn how to pray and ask God to lead us and thank God. The word also says, after we humble ourselves and pray, we are to seek the face of God. We are to be forever looking toward the heavens from whence cometh our help, seeking God's guidance, learning God's precepts, and listening to the voice of God as he lead us through this weary and this tired land. Humble ourselves and pray. There's a song that says prayer will fix it every time. And I'm glad that I know how to pray, how to get a word through the Almighty God. Pray and seek God's face. But then there's another step after we humble ourselves, come down to earth, realize that we need God, seeking God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, we got to turn from our wicked ways. And notice the word says our wicked ways. Not the Son of Man, not somebody else. We, those who are called by not God's name, that profess to be Christ's followers, profess to be Christians, we have got to turn from our wicked ways. It may sound harsh, but there is wickedness among Christian folk. Sometimes we don't help each other. Sometimes we don't speak to one another. We gossip and scandalize each other's name. We do wicked things. We get involved in trickery and conniving. We got to turn from our wicked ways. The word says that the land is in turmoil because not only of the sinner doing things, but because of the things that the Christians are not doing. So we got to humble ourselves. We got to pray. We got to seek God's face. And we got to turn from our wicked ways. And if we do that, God promised us. He said, if we do those things, then he will hear from heaven and he will forgive our sins and he will heal our land. Oh, my. That seems an easy thing to do if we just obey God's word. Turn from our wicked ways. Humble ourselves and pray. God will send a word from heaven. A word that will carry us through no matter what comes nigh. God will heal this wicked and sick land that we're in. It's up to us. It's up to us, folks. Christian folks, we're the ones that got the connection between the haves and the have-nots. We're the ones that's on the main line and can get a prayer through to our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to leave you with this as I begin to close this message. If all the sleeping folk will wake up and all the lukewarm folk will fire up and all the disgruntled folk will sweeten up and all the discouraged folk will cheer up and all the depressed folks will look up and all the estranged folk will make up and all the gossiping folk will shut up and all the dry bones will shake up and all the true soldiers will stand up and all the church members, the fathers of Christ, will pray up. And if the Savior of all will be lifted up, then our land will be healed. God bless you and heaven ever smile upon you.